over one note at a time. They put the seed in some software and make it shine. So the dim we did among us, grab tight and install. Put it right on the wall and don't know.
Telephone.
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 Cat-eye
radio.
Telephone.
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 The phone show.
Telephone.
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 Stop calling me.
Telephone.
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 At 12 o'clock midnight, fuck you!
What'd you think of the new intro, Linear?
Oh, it's good. It's good stuff.
So, okay, right now, I'm not making this up, that guy from last week is calling, so I'm adding him. Hello?
You know, my dad is a judge, and you guys are really stupid for doing, you know, what you're doing. I'm telling you. I'm being very honest.
What are you talking about?
My dad is Judge Colin. If you look on the computer, you'll find it.
Who is this?
His last name is Colin.
You got me, pal. I'm getting the phone calls from you, and I'm not stupid.
I'm not calling you.
You know, you're an idiot. Why don't you grow up?
No, I'm really not calling
you. Stop harassing. Listen, why don't you
stop harassing me, sir?
People?
I did. Why don't stop calling me and harassing me?
Yeah,
you're the one that called me.
You all night. I'm going to be calling you all night, man.
Stop harassing
me. My judge got you covered in New Mexico, Albuquerque, New Mexico. And you know something? You can get 8 to 10 years for this.
8 to 7?
For doing what you're doing. I'm telling you. For harassing and nuisance?
We're not calling you, sir.
You're the one calling us.
You want to go on phonelosers.org? Go for it. You want to put it on the radio?
Is that your website?
Go for it.
Are you the one who owns that website? They've been harassing me.
I got you covered, man. And I'm going to harass you until you stop harassing me. I got a phone call.
You're from phonelosers.org?
You know, you don't want to grow up, do you?
Do you run phonelosers.org?
You don't want to grow up.
You've run phonelosers.org and you've been harassing us for that website? And you're admitting it?
I have, huh? Oh, yeah. I got you on my caller ID.
You have caller ID?
Hello, sir?
He hung up. Oh, no. He knows about phone losers.
Oh, he found the website.
I think this is Space Bison's fault, because I think he might have been calling him just now. Space Bison, you should call in and tell us what you've done. Wow.
Good times.
So this guy knows he's on the radio. Okay, he's calling back. Hello?
Go on the computer for Judge Colin, and you'll find who my dad is.
You said colon.
You're screwed, man.
You said colon.
Hello?
Sir.
He hung up twice. He showed us. So we don't even have to call. We don't have to call him anymore. He's going to call us.
That cuts down half the work of the show.
Yeah, I was just going to do a 15-minute show today, but apparently we can go a little bit longer. Hi, who's this? Mr. Alaska.
Hey, this is somebody.
Hi.
Colin, I want to know more about this caller ID crap. What is that?
Apparently this guy has some magical voodoo thing called caller ID.
Holy crap. Knows where we're calling. He knows where we're calling from. He knows that we're pretending to be from Albuquerque. I'm really scared.
Space Bison says he did not tell the guy that he was on phonelosers.org and the radio and stuff. He just has just called him tonight.
Probably just did a web search for the phone number.
Is he listening to the show?
Please stop calling,
hey,
sir.
I'm
trying to sleep, sir.
Yeah, good. I'm going to wake you up, you motherfucker.
What time is it?
Did he call back or was he listening the whole time?
He wasn't listening. He just now called back.
Okay.
Oh.
What's he doing at 12 fucking clock midnight? Fuck you. Or is that how he says it?
Did he call you originally?
Oh, you know what? He knows about phonelosers.org on the radio because it says that on the voicemail. That's what it is.
Uh-huh.
You dumbass.
You should have remember me?
Changed it.
I don't remember you.
No, who are you?
You won't tell us who you are, so how would we know?
Oh, okay. This is the depressing dude from 2 weeks ago.
Oh, you sound like you've had your pills.
Yeah. I've been off Prozac for a long time.
Good deal.
No, I finally got on your show, and I was dead tired. And apparently, after I listened to myself again on your archive, and I didn't even hear half the crap you guys said. I think my phone was going out.
Most people don't listen to half the crap we say anyways.
I'm glad you're happier now.
Oh, well, thanks.
Were you
the only thing that sucks is I'm at work.
Where do you work?
What's that makes me... I work at Safeway.
Oh, are you... But you're calling from a cell phone, I guess?
Yeah.
There can't be that many Safeways in Alaska. I'm going to call them all until I find you.
There's only about 12 of us.
Ah, you'll be sorry now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, actually, you should, I'm in Fairbanks, so that narrows it down to 2.
Yes. You're so fucked.
Holy God. All right, I gotta go.
All right.
Customers. Bye.
Have fun. Wow. So, that guy's been calling nonstop, like, during that entire conversation.
Bring him on.
He just now quit, but I'm sure he's... I think we're just gonna hear from him, like, throughout the show tonight.
This is going to be a good show.
I wasn't even planning on calling him.
Do we even mention him on your website?
I like on Cacti, on the phone show website, I just mentioned him as a grouchy old man.
Oh, but that's on the message board, right?
No, it's on cactiradio.com for the show description. But I didn't mention his name.
He only knows about phonelosers.org, right?
Oh yeah, that's true.
So I don't even think he realizes we're doing a live radio show. I think he's thinking of PLA radio. I hope he calls to comment about the live show.
Huh. Wow. Well, this is fun. I mean, you know, I expected the show to suck, and I'm sure it still sucks, but at least something's happening. I think this is someone calling in about a bed mattress. Hello?
Hi, Chris?
Yeah, this is Chris.
I was thinking on Craigslist about the 2000 Pokemon cards you just found.
Oh, the Pokemon cards?
Yes.
Isn't it a little bit late for you,
you still have them?
Yeah, I still have them.
Here,
talk to my grandpa. He knows more about them than I do.
Okay.
We got you, man.
Huh?
He's got you, man.
He's got you covered, is what he meant.
You don't want to fuck with Grandpa.
Okay.
With Grandpa, he's got caller ID.
Okay.
I don't think he wants you to have the cards. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I wish I could help. I wish I could help you, but he's got you.
He makes the rules.
You don't argue with Grandpa.
I'm sorry.
Grandpa's dad is a judge.
All right, they're gone. Yeah, we're getting a lot of calls from Arizona tonight, so I guess that's going to be Pokemon cards this week. So we got Pokemon cards and grouchy old courthouse man.
Or Grandpa, as we like to call him.
Tonight's music is going to be by MC Frontalot, who released a new album just today, called Zero Day. And in support of MC Frontalot, I went to BitTorrent and downloaded his album.
You should have done it yesterday, and you would have had Zero Day on Zero Day.
Oh, I didn't think of that. God. I'm so stupid. Spessa might be calling in from her car. She just messaged me.
All right. But
we'll see. I don't know.
When's Grandpa calling back?
I keep having the same nightmare over and over again. Just the phone won't stop ringing. And it's people who want me to front for them and bust rhymes. MC Frontalot is not installed, so don't call 800. Them duties were thought I had toadies. Is it one attribute you did not roll? Is it one bottle in the bag of hold? Is it one gold
to pass the set? Here's the old man again. Hello? Hello? Oh, now he's just calling and hanging up on us.
Oh, that's inappropriate.
You
know, I've heard of this good judge that maybe we could talk to, something like
his name's Colin.
Yeah.
You've heard of him too?
Some sort of a lawsuit. Yeah.
Here he is again. Hello? Hello? Please don't call back. My sick mother is sleeping here.
No, he's just being boring.
Hello?
What's up?
Oh, nothing. What's up with you?
That guy's a douchebag.
I know, he's calling and hanging up on us.
He won't stop harassing us.
I wish I had more money.
Hey, how come I can't listen to fucking your PLA radio from, like, years past from the first one?
You can't?
No, it won't load. I mean, I can listen to the older ones. They'll load, and I can listen to them, but the earlier ones, I can't.
Oh, weird. I'll look into that.
It is weird. Can you fix that?
Yeah, I'm going to quit the show right now. No, I mean, seriously, right. I'll look into it, like, tomorrow or something.
All right, thanks, dude.
I promise.
You rock, man.
Wow, thanks.
Your RSS feed has been fucked up for a while for PLA Radio, I believe. What?
Oh, he said peace.
Oh.
Oh, before that old man called and started disturbing the whole show, I had planned to...
Harassing is what I'd call it.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's what I was saying. I wish I had, like, more money and time and stuff, and I could just, like, file a lawsuit against this old man just for fun, because it'd be hilarious for, like, trying to harass me on my show. I'd teach him a thing or two. But anyway, this... On April 1st, I got this really awesome idea for an April Fool's joke. For those of you who don't know, Google screwed up his phone number listing and listed him as the courthouse, so now he gets nonstop prank calls. Or not prank calls, but calls from people looking for the courthouse. Here he is again. Hello?
Call from courthouse. To accept, press 1. To send a voicemail, press 2.
And that's just somebody spoofing. No, that's somebody spoofing us.
Yeah.
Probably, you know.
So last week, we called his number. We had to do a sound check before the show, so we called his number, and we ended up putting that on the air live, and probably one of our better shows ensued.
All because of him, and they called us back in the middle. And anyway, here's the April 1st prank. I called him and said I was Google, and we fixed the problem with his phone number.
This was after we called him last week.
So this is like a 3-minute call. I don't know, maybe I'll fast forward if it gets boring.
Oh, hello, I'm calling for Michael Weinstein.
Weisenstein.
Who's this? This is Chris Tompkinson from Google.
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
Can I help you?
I just want to let you know that we had received your request to have your number removed from that page, and it'll be off of there within a couple days.
You know, this is going on for 7 months.
Oh, well, I'm very sorry about that. I just want to let you know that we... taking care of it.
Yeah, how did you get the information? Who are you, from media?
No, the news had called us and let us know about the problem.
Yeah, you're from Google Media. That was almost a month ago.
Yeah, we...
I'm getting 25 phone calls every single day.
I'm very sorry about that. We get a lot of...
I got
a lot of
14 phone calls midnight.
Let's pause this for a minute and take a live call from that old man. Hello?
Call from Legible Lip. To accept, press 1. To send a voicemail, 14. Press 2.
14.
Wow.
We didn't do 14 calls that night.
I've done it online, and nobody's done anything. They were nasty as hell to me. I have an 88-year-old mother-in-law that's been getting phone calls 7 o'clock in the morning.
I'm calling...
Until...
I was just calling to let you know that... I was just calling to let you know we finally taken care of it for you.
Yeah, finally, after 7 months.
Yeah, well,
God, you think it'd be more appreciated.
I appreciate it, though.
I know.
Appreciated? I've had a heart attack since then.
It's like he's talking back
serious.
To you.
I got medical records.
Uh-huh. Because of Google?
Because I'm getting aggravated.
All right, I'm going to fast forward a little bit.
Because every time I call...
Put your number in instead of the courthouse. Like he was out...
The janitor.
Yeah, he was out there mopping, and I'm just like, you know, you can help us, but... Because we were short-staffed that day.
And what's your name?
My name is Chris Tompkinson.
Chris Tompkinson?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm with Google in Virginia.
And you're from Google. What is a direct... Is there a direct phone number for you in case, you know, nothing gets done? Because I still get phone calls. I've gotten so many phone calls today.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's going to take...
And it's
going to take... I don't want to give you that, because I don't like getting...
I'm fast-forwarding.
Well, why not?
I don't like getting calls all day from people I don't know.
I forgot that this was boring.
I just want to know, just so I have it on record. Oh,
actually, April Fools. I'm not really Google. Isn't that funny? We're not fixing anything. It was all just a joke. Do you get it?
Who the fuck are you, man?
I'm an April Fool's prankster.
Oh, you are, huh?
Uh-huh. Do you think it's funny?
You're a fucking asshole if you're not from Google.
No, I'm...
Ah, hold on. Yeah, that was kind of long. So there's three clips. I'm not going to play the third one, but I want to play the second one real quick because it's just 24 seconds long. If that's okay with you. I had called him from...
Sure.
I called him from one of my Google Voice numbers, and I changed the message beforehand to say I was Chris Tompkinson from Google Voice, so he really believed that I really was. And he called me back because I spoofed from that number.
Hello, this is Chris Tompkinson from Google East. I'm away from my desk right now. If you will leave your name and phone number, I will get back to you as soon as possible.
Yeah, Mr. Chris, you know, I don't think that was kind of funny. I got it on recording, and you know something? I got a lawsuit against you guys, and you're gonna pay for it for what you just did. I swear to God, you are going to pay for it.
Yep, we're going to pay.
How much did we end up paying for it?
Well, he hasn't got Judge Colon after us yet.
He said Colon again.
His father is a judge? He's like 80 or something, isn't he? I mean, the old grouchy old man, he's really old.
His father is likely dead.
Yeah. He's probably got, you know, dementia or, you know, thinks his dad's still alive.
Hello.
Hi, not mania something.
That's exactly it, bud.
I figured I pronounced that right.
I called to complain again.
Okay.
Why didn't you do an April Fool's Day site thing?
I've been busy.
Oh.
I'm sorry. But on the upside, I prank called an old man and upset him.
Well.
And we gave his 88-year-old mother-in-law a heart attack. But
oh, no.
It's okay, because his father judge is going to sue us. I don't think judges can sue, but this one will.
It was him that had the heart attack, though.
Ah, yeah, that's right.
He has records to prove it.
You still calling?
No, I'm not calling him anymore. I don't have
He's
to.
He's calling and harassing us.
He's getting us back. And
luckily, I have a father who's a judge. Judge Anus.
Is his name really Colon, or is it something that... Is it a homophone for Colon that's spelled differently?
He said Colon. We didn't look it up. We don't have those kind of resources.
If he calls us back, we'll ask him to spell it.
That'll be great. You can look up his dad and tell him how his son is doing illegal things, harassing you and such.
Yes, Torx, this is a live show now. Torx is asking in the chat room if we're live. Can you confirm
Just
that
kidding,
we're live?
Torx, we recorded this on April Fool's, and this is our April Fool's joke. We knew you were going to ask that.
Totally got you,
you
there.
You should have done something like that.
No, I actually had like a plan for April 1st, so now I have like
an extended version of your Twitter post of teaming up with AT&T.
Oh, yeah. See, I did something for April 1st.
Wait, that wasn't true?
Sorry, Linear. April Fool's.
Huh. Bought so much stock in AT&T.
We need to... Hey, not Mania whatever. Oh, never mind.
Yeah, what?
Well, no, I was going to have you pick up a call for Pokemon cards, but they stopped calling.
What's wrong with that? Did they hang up?
Yeah, they hung up before I could click.
The terrible guys.
I'm old and can't click very fast. But let's just sit here in silence and maybe somebody else will call back in.
Sounds like a good idea.
Okay.
I think that old man caught on and realizes he's just giving us content for the show when he calls.
He's probably listening to the show right now.
Maybe. I think he had a computer desk in that news program that he was on.
First he has to wait for AOL 3.0 to connect.
Probably. Oh yeah, he talks about Google and stuff. He's really high tech. I forgot.
I'm kind of nostalgic for AOL.
He knows the internet.
Are you going to load up Fate X just for old time's sake?
Maybe.
So where are you calling from? You have to think about it.
Well, no, I'm thinking about whether I should tell you.
Oh, I'm not really calling people's work at Safeway and stuff and harassing them.
Well, I'm calling from Illinois then.
Oh, okay.
It's a great place.
I got you now. You're in trouble.
I'll triangulate my position. You already have two vertices of the triangle, my state and my Skype number.
Yeah.
Everybody knows those are the essential parts.
I've got a graphical map on my computer screen, and it's slowly inching its way towards where you really are. Mm-hmm. It's tracing in real time. Well, nobody's...
Let's talk politics.
Okay, you first.
Net neutrality.
Go.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's pretty terrible. What happened? They passed a law and said Comcast can do whatever they want. Goddamn them.
You don't say.
Charter, not Comcast. Not that I know anything about it.
Comcast is pretty shitty too, though.
Yeah, well, nobody's calling in, so we're just gonna hang up on you and play more music.
My God.
Thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
The doctor explained that I'm old as tough. I'm supposed to take pills that mitigate triglycerides. Seems weird at the crossroads. You and I dated for decades, built up trust. Might have loved sugar better, but it wasn't a
sweet dreams. What do you mean?
I think he's gonna murder you.
That was the old man again. He just told me sweet dreams, but I don't think I put it on the air quick enough.
He was actually trying to sing the Marilyn Manson song, but forgot the lyrics.
Hello.
Hi, Brad.
Hi.
How are you today?
I'm fine. Who's this?
This is Acid Pez.
Oh, you're calling from Arizona, so I thought you were a Pokemon person.
That's my other number.
Oh. So
I have two numbers. I am slick like that.
Heard any good Hanson songs lately?
Just the Oombop and stuff. Didn't Hanson, like, form this heavy metal band or something?
I'm not sure.
Or was it, like, one of the kids doing some sort of rock now?
I haven't kept up with Hanson.
I don't know why he wouldn't.
I'm pulling something out of my ass. So what's new with the courthouse guy? He's been pretty active today.
Yeah,
his dad, Judge Colon, is filing papers as we speak.
Colonoscopy?
Something like that.
That's inappropriate.
I can't believe nobody in the chat room has looked him up yet.
I'm surprised he hasn't found, like, the actual phone show yet.
We don't know, he hasn't. We're still holding out.
He just called us a second ago. I don't know if you heard it, but he said goodnight. And
he said sweet dreams.
Oh, sweet dreams, sorry.
Come on. You're getting as old as he is.
Yeah, and then he hung up on us.
Have you heard any cool things about Google Voice? Because I haven't heard Skunk Works song yet.
We did an impromptu show on Sunday, and we actually called Skunk Works, and I told him he wasn't allowed to be on this week because we talked to him on Sunday.
He hasn't been on chat either. So I want to ask you something. So what's your most fondest memory of IRC in 1996?
The Bueno IRC, MIRC bot.
That's 97.
Oh my god.
You were like somewhere in Texas in 96, right?
You know, Bueno could have been 96. In 95, I was in Texas. In 96, I was in Oregon. And
when was the Peachy fiasco?
That was 97.
Well, damn it.
Yeah, I don't know what happened.
Hours on IRC.
I was too busy creating phone losers in 96 to hang out on IRC much. But by 97, though, it was all finished. So... Okay, here's a call from the old man again, but it's probably just somebody spoofing. Hello?
Call from Cortel Slip. To accept, press 1. To send a voicemail, press 2.
Hello, not old man.
Hello?
Gotcha, man. We gotcha.
Gotcha.
No, you don't.
I gotcha. Oh, my God.
Well, that was weird. I guess that really is him when it comes in like that.
Yeah, because it's saying from the courthouse, because Google still thinks it's the courthouse.
That's great. I thought that was just somebody spoofing to us.
Well, are they calling your Skype number or their Google Voice, your Google Voice number?
I can't tell.
Well, I'm assuming it's Google Voice, and that's why... Wait, how would he know your Google Voice number, though?
Oh, because it's the one that says, "This is Chris Tompkinson, I'm not at my desk right now."
Oh, shit. Yeah, that's probably actually him, then.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Yeah, Chris?
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm calling in regards to the Pokemon cards.
What are you calling this late for? We're sleeping. We're Christians.
You woke me up.
You woke all three of us up.
Hello?
I'm trying to sleep.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh. We're calling from Phoenix, Arizona.
Oh, God. We're in Nova Scotia.
Oh, man. I apologize for that.
It's like tomorrow already.
I do apologize. It's my birthday. It's my son's birthday on the 11th, and I would love to get my hands on those cards for him.
Well, normally I would have sympathy for that, but you woke me up, so I'm pretty much just thinking, you know, fuck you and your son.
Okay, is it all right if I call you back tomorrow?
No, I'm still going to be angry with you.
Okay. Good night, Chris.
Go to bed.
See, now you got me grounded.
Hello?
You got me grounded now.
I do apologize
for getting a call so late.
No more phone for you, Chris. Get in bed.
Don't you know your area codes?
No, I don't.
505 is Nova Scotia. Remember that from now on.
You know where?
You dummy.
Are you for real about the Pokemon cards or not?
What the hell do you think?
I think it's not.
Nah.
Wow, you're smart.
Hey, I'll play the game, man, if you want to play the game, too. I really will.
I have
no problem with it.
Let's play the game.
I'd rather not play the game. I'll tell you the truth, because it's so immature.
What game? What
Chris, hang up the phone and go to bed.
Look, man.
I don't want to go to bed. I'm not tired.
You got me grounded.
I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to Chris.
Hey, fuck Chris. I'm having a good time.
Are you?
Chris, who are you talking to?
Get your ass in bed and stop playing on the phone.
It's some old man from the internet that keeps calling me.
Chris from Google? Man, he's lucky if he has a job tomorrow. I'll tell you the truth.
He still thinks I'm from Google.
I got a lot of shit going on, man. I got the police. I got the FBI. They know who you are. What are you guys, stupid?
They're going to arrest Chris.
What is it with you? No, really. Why don't you grow up, man? It's not fun.
Why are you calling us then?
Hey, listen, it's not fun.
Then why do you keep doing it?
It's really stupid. Let me ask you something.
You need to go to bed, sir.
Hey, let me ask you something. Okay? Seriously.
Ask me something.
Let's say your mother is 88 years old.
You need to go take care of her and stop harassing people.
Let me finish, dude.
Sorry, sir.
Let me finish. And she's on her deathbed. And you get a call at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Look, I know where you're going with this, and yes, I would smother her with a pillow.
You would flip out, wouldn't you, if you get a call at 3 o'clock in the morning?
No, he said...
Sir, are you even listening to me? I said I would smother her with a pillow. Yes, it's the right thing to do. Go ahead.
You know something? You're an idiot. Grow up. We got you anyway, so I'm not worried about it.
You're the one that needs to stop harassing us.
He said sweet dreams. I thought he wasn't going to call anymore.
He's going to hire a hit.
He's going to get you.
I can hear Acid Pez playing it in the background. Turn down your radio,
call
sir.
Call or burn down your radio.
See, now he's calling
us. Sorry, I had to go back inside.
Okay, here's the old man again. Hello?
Tell Chris his answering machine sucks.
Chris, your answering machine sucks.
Damn it, it does? I thought it was awesome.
Wait, I don't know when we transitioned previously from the Pokemon to the old man. I was yelling at you thinking the Pokemon people were still on the line. It turned out it was that guy.
The old man called in while the Pokemon people were on the line, and then they hung up. during that. Here he is again.
Wow.
Hello?
I'm going to keep you up all night, man.
No, I'm no, trying to... I got school tomorrow, man.
You'll never pass that test.
Hi, someone from Pennsylvania.
Hey, is this the number to call about the colon test?
It sure is. Oh, here, there's someone you should talk to about that. Here he is.
Say hello.
Yes?
Hello? Yeah, I'm just trying to schedule an appointment.
Okay, he hung up, so he can talk to us.
What kind of appointment is that, sir?
What kind of appointment? Like an appointment to sue somebody?
Well, I've got something stuck in that area.
A colonoscopy?
Think of 8 years in jail, okay? So doing what you're doing. Okay.
Receiving phone calls?
Colonoscopy. We can go to jail for answering your calls?
Colonoscopies are not illegal, sir.
We're answering
your
phone calls.
There's nothing wrong with the colonoscopy.
It's bizarre that he's harassing us and telling us we're going to go to jail for it.
All right, have fun. Peace.
All right, bye. I think that was Acid Pez hanging up. Hi, old man. How old are you, sir?
I'm not an old man.
You look old.
I'm not an old man.
You looked old on the news.
I look old? How do you know what I look like?
Because we saw the news report on you.
You saw the what?
The news report.
We saw it. You were on
the
news.
The news report, and I'm an old man.
Are you so old you forgot that you were on the news?
Let me ask you something. What do you think is old?
I don't know. We're all like 11.
Why don't you grow up, really?
Because I'm 11. How old are you?
Hey, really? Why don't you grow up, man?
You're the one pranking us.
We will grow up.
No, you guys are the one that's doing this shit.
You're the one that's calling us, you retard.
No, you called me. I have plenty of phone calls calling after 12 o'clock at night. Really.
You've been calling us nonstop, sir.
You were doing it.
Our phone rang.
You guys are having a game, and you guys are stupid for doing something like this. It's really ridiculous.
Sir, you know that we have the record of you calling us nonstop tonight, right?
And well, that's good. I'm glad to hear that.
So how old
I'm really glad to hear that.
How old are you, sir?
Because you know something? None of your business.
None of
your business how old I am, but I'm not an old man.
Sir, you're about 83 years old. We saw the news report.
Oh, good.
You're ready to die at any moment. You're probably going to have a heart attack tonight.
I'm going to have a heart attack tonight.
Yeah, you know why that's funny? Because you did have a heart attack a while back.
How do you know that?
Because you told Chris. You told Chris about it.
I told Chris?
On April Fool's Day.
Are you so old that you forgot?
I told Chris that I had a heart attack.
Yeah, we remember.
Are you so old that you forgot?
How come Chris's answering machine says Google East?
There's no
it's part. It's part of the April Fool's Day prank, you
don't,
fucking retard. He told you that on the
Google.
Don't you get it?
It's part of the prank.
And you saw it on the media?
No, we saw a news story about you. We saw
about with the calls that I'm getting from Google.
That's right. Are you really not calling us? Is somebody
so?
Like,
let me ask you something. Why are you doing this?
Why are you doing your prank calls?
What?
No, we're not. We're answering the phone, and you're yelling at us. That's you.
No. You called
me. You're going to get
you,
sir.
You called me a couple of days ago.
No, you called us.
But you're calling us tonight, right?
No, I have it on the computer.
Okay, fine.
I have it on the computer that you called me.
We admit.
I have it on our toaster that you called us.
Our toaster has a 6.5 out of 36 megahertz crystal. It doesn't lie.
I don't know who you are.
Okay, wait.
I wouldn't call you unless you know who I am.
I'm just trying to get my colon looked at.
I wouldn't call you unless you call me.
Are you saying that you're...
No, we're not
Are you saying that you're not calling us tonight? Your phone is ringing?
Oh, I am tonight.
Oh, okay.
You bet I am.
I thought someone was three-waying you onto us.
No, I'm definitely calling you. And you know something? I have Sergeant Jones here knowing and hearing and recording what's going on.
Has he got one of those...
Jones is recording you harassing us? I hope he arrests
I'm not harassing you.
Has he got
you
one of those big reel-to-reel tape recorders?
Hey, listen. Listen.
All right? You know it's illegal to record phone calls without
permission?
Shut the
fuck up, man. You got a mouth on you. You're an idiot.
Grow up, idiots.
Man. You guys have a problem. You really do. And Sergeant Jones knows it, too. He's right here standing next to me. And he knows what's going on.
Can he say hello?
And he's listening to everything on my recorder.
Tell him to say
hello.
And I
got you guys recorded, so
have
a great day.
Tell Sergeant Jones to say hello to us.
Hey, I wish you the best of luck and have a fun time. I really do.
I want to talk to Sergeant Jones.
You're not talking to nobody.
Because he's not there.
Have a good time.
He's not there. Wow.
So I guess he doesn't want the Sports Illustrated issue.
Apparently not. I guess not. Linear? Oh, Linear hung up. What a dick. Now I'm stuck on the phone with Pennsylvania guy. And I hate that.
Why?
Linear says he got disconnected. Now he's not picking up.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Wow, okay. So I'm going to play music and hang up on you.
Okay.
But thanks for being present for old man harassing us. Hi, Linear.
Hello. Hi, I got disconnected. Yeah. I think the feds are doing it.
I just slammed down the phone on Pennsylvania. Let's talk to Los Angeles.
So what happened while I got disconnected?
Hello, California person.
Hi, this is Sergeant Jones.
Holy shit. Oh, it's Jammy, isn't it?
I just wanted to let you know I was listening.
Oh, hi, Jammy. Did I?
Hi.
So you've been hearing the old man harass us all night?
Just for the last 2 minutes.
Oh, it's so great. Linear, it's Jammy.
Hi, Linear.
Oh, Linear got disconnected again.
Oh.
So you're my new you're my new co-host. It's just you and me. We're on the air right now.
All right.
Okay.
Hey, everybody.
So, you know.
So what's the show all about? What do I have to do?
I don't know. It's up to you now. I'm just going to sit here and listen.
I don't have any old prank calls lying around. Do you want to call my mom?
That'd be great. Linear, are you there now? Linear's just completely ruining the show by not picking up the phone. What a dick.
Aw.
He's having issues. Yeah, some old man, I don't know if I made you listen to the calls from last week or not, but he's been calling and harassing the show nonstop. He's like 60 or something.
No, I haven't heard about it. Is this the guy that has Sergeant Jones on the line?
Yeah.
What'd he do to him?
I'm not going to explain to you on the air, because I've already explained today. So, you lose for not listening to the whole show.
Sorry.
You jerk.
Well, what new stuff do you have?
I'm sorry I'm not nicer to you, like when you normally call.
It's okay. You don't have to apologize.
Hey, will you talk to this person? Because they think you have Pokemon cards for sale, okay?
Okay.
Okay, here they are. Say hello.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
How can I help?
Pokemon card person, are you there? Oh, someone's calling.
I am. Hello.
No, they're not talking. I don't know what happened to them. Let's try one more time. Say hello, Jammy.
Hello, Jammy.
Hello?
Hello, how are you?
Hi, may I speak to Chris?
You're Chris.
This is Chris. How can I help you?
I saw your ad on Craigslist about the Pokemon cards you're giving away.
Yes. So you're interested in Pokemon cards. Do you collect, or?
Yes.
Cool. So I have ones that you're missing?
What was that?
I hope I have ones that you're missing. How big's your collection?
Oh, well, no. Actually, I have a son that plays with those Pokemon cards.
Oh, so now she's lying to us. She's one of those people. First, she's a collector. She's just going to sell them on Craigslist herself and make money.
Hello?
What a scam artist. I'm sorry, I'm jamming. I hijacked your call.
Wait, even my call? I don't even know what I'm talking about here.
She slammed down the... I mean, she hung up the phone.
I figured.
She did this.
Hey. So my connection hasn't been working ever since that guy threatened us. I think the feds have killed my phone line.
Oh, yeah. That would be my guess.
Hi, Jamie.
Hi, Linear. I sell Pokemon cards.
Oh, we all do. It's how we pay for the website.
We're not impressed, Jamie. It's like normal here. But I'm glad you fit in good and everything.
Have you been listening to the show tonight?
I
don't know
if I
want to
hear those
fit in. What was that?
Have you been listening to both the show, or have you been listening to the full show tonight, Jamie?
Oh, no, I've only caught like the last 5 minutes.
Oh, hey, Jamie, here's...
Three of them were me.
Here's the here's the old man again. Hello?
Call from Courthouse Lip. Okay, to accept, press 1.
Say hello, Jamie.
To send a voicemail, press 2.
Hello?
Yes, Chris there. May I speak with him?
I'm sorry. He's asleep right now. Can I help you?
He's asleep? I just spoke with him about 2 minutes ago.
I'm sorry. Are you sure?
No, you're not sorry. I want to speak with him. I just spoke with him a couple of minutes ago.
Excuse me, sir.
Can you put him on the phone, please?
Excuse me, sir. This is a private house, and my son...
Yeah, I know that. Can I speak with him, please?
No, I'm not going to let somebody like you talk to my son like that. Who do you think you are?
Oh, no? Why not? He's supposed to talk to me like that. Can I speak with him, please?
I have no idea what you're talking about, sir. All
well, wake him up. Wake him up. I want to talk to him. Yeah, wake him up. Wake him up. I want to talk to him. Wake him up.
Okay, I'll wake you up. How about that?
What's that?
How about I go there and wake you up? I'll wake your kids up. What do you think?
Yeah, you wake me up all the time, so I want to wake him up. Why don't you wake him up?
I have no idea what you're talking about. Who are you?
Yeah, please. And he's at somebody else's house. Don't give me that stuff. I know he's at somebody's house. Don't give me that stuff.
Tomorrow. Do you understand?
Yeah, why don't you wake him up? I want to talk to him. He wakes me up. Hey, he wakes me up. I want to talk to him right now. Thank you. Please, put him on the phone. Otherwise, I'll put the sergeant on the phone. You hear me? I'll put the sergeant on the phone. I'll put the sergeant on the phone.
Then put him on the phone. I'll talk to the sergeant. Maybe he makes a little bit more sense than you do, Mr. Tooth Fairy.
Yeah, this is Sergeant John. Can I help you?
Hello, Sergeant John?
This is Sergeant John. I'm getting harassment calls from this guy, Chris, and I want to talk to him, please.
Okay, I'm hanging up on him. This is ridiculous.
I am Sergeant John.
I'm totally fooled. That was great, Jamie.
What happened to Sergeant Jones?
That was him. He put him on the phone, didn't you hear?
He did, but it was like John Jones. I mean, that's like the fakest name ever. I'm Sergeant John. Who the hell calls himself Sergeant John?
You didn't notice that the voice was pretty much exactly the same?
No, I can't really tell.
It was just the guy, like... Oh, that was great. You play
you
a...
put me on the spot like that.
You play a pissed-off mother very well.
I try.
He's calling
back.
I'm not going to put him on, but he's calling back.
Why not put him on?
Because he's got the sergeant there, and I'm getting scared.
Why don't you answer it as the police department?
They're going to have me arrested for receiving prank calls.
Receiving prank calls?
Oh, man.
I want to be the first person ever to get arrested for receiving prank calls.
I like that he doesn't understand the leap of logic. When he calls us to harass us about us harassing him.
Nonstop for an hour straight. What's that?
I want to wake up my children. What an awful person.
I kind of think he's listening.
I sure hope he is.
Because the calls just started, like, right at 9 o'clock.
Well, shortly before that he was calling. Remember before we went on the air?
Well, yeah.
So I think somebody was calling him in preparation for the show.
Yeah. Jerks from IRC. Oh, I just noticed a pop-up on my screen. You have a new Google voicemail.
Oh, can you play it for all of us, or is it not possible?
Maybe. So, Jammy, is this your first time ever listening to the show?
Yes.
God,
it's pretty smart of you, because we've only had maybe three good shows, and this is probably one of them.
That leaves me kind of a hanger-on. You know, only come in when it's good.
I have 10 messages. They all say courthouse on them. All right.
Whoa.
I'm going to see
you. Aren't you the mayor there?
Yeah, I am. All right. Here's one. These others are short, so I'm not going to play them, but here's one.
Is it the latest one?
I think.
Well, Chris.
Oh, wait. Hold on. Let me turn up. Did you hear that? Well, Chris.
Yeah.
Well, well, well.
Well, Chris, we got you, man. And I'll tell you. You still have a job. Believe me.
He still thinks I work for Google. He's still on.
Who you are.
Some of it cut out or something. All right.
I don't know how much more clear you can make it that you don't work for Google.
They're nonstop. Like, there's... Okay, here, let me play one
press
more.
Press 3.
Oh, wait, no, that's... Oh, wait, they're all voicemails. Like, if you're satisfied with your message, press 1 to listen. I don't know. That's crazy. It's good crazy, time. Jammy.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
That's what this show's all about, huh?
Yeah, that's right.
I hope he calls back so you can yell at him for getting your mom mad. You should tell him that your mom's 88 years old and...
I wish Rogue Clan was still a lawyer so I could have her sue him for me. For harassing calls. I think this might be a good place to end the show. Well, wait, no, we have 4 minutes. We can't do that.
Yeah, what if he calls back?
I don't want to pick up anymore.
Why? Because you're going to get sued for answering the phone?
Isn't that what you're supposed to do?
All right, here he is again. Do you want to talk to him again, Jammy?
No. You're supposed to pick up and tell him you're upset that your mom's mad at you.
I hope you know I got grounded, you old man. Oh, he hung up.
He showed you.
Okay, music.
You own too many underwear. First world problem. And you're not much of a millionaire. First world problem. Not much of a millionaire. In the first world.
The show's over. Bye, ooh. Jammy and Linear.
Bye, Brad.
Bye.
We want to say thanks to old. I mean, the guy that's not old. He says he's young. The courthouse
strapping
guy,
young lad.
Yeah. We appreciate his contributions to the show this week. That
and
was awesome.
We will see you in court for harassing us.
Yeah, yeah. If there are any lawyers listening, we need legal counsel.
Don't think it's legal for an 80-year-old man to repeatedly call up 11-year-olds.
Yeah, I'm really...
And wake up their moms and get us in trouble.
Yeah.
Thanks for being the mom, Jammy.
I'll be your mom anytime.
That's what you've always told me. Yeah, so, I don't know. Listen, next week, maybe he'll be doing this again. Who knows? Well?
Sorry.
Well. It sounded like you were going to say something.
That's all I had.
Okay. All right. See you next week, everyone.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Your call cannot be completed as dialed. We're done.